Well, I talked a little bit, asked you a little bit before, and you talked a bit about the differences in between the new residents and the longtime residents of Florida. Can you discuss a little bit more about what the perception, what you believe the perception of the new resident of Florida to be of the natural environment, and how that differs, if it does differ, from the person who's been here 10 years or so?
Well, I've considered a lot of old-time residents don't have cared less about the environment because they didn't consider it endangered.
Right.
They weren't aware that it was endangered. And they have been some of the most difficult people to change, whereas new people may come from other parts of the country that have environmental problems and have been working, especially many of these intelligent retired people.
Right, right.
We're having a great access of energy from retired people who come here who've been working with environmental problems where they've been, and they're great help. We have a group here called the Gray Panthers. They're elderly people, and they're just great. You get them to write letters. They sit down and write letters like mad, and it's wonderful the help we're getting from older people who are newcomers in that. You can't make a hard and fast distinction between old and new residents in that, because some of the old residents who have neglected to see that we've had the proper laws or the proper laws enforced are the ones who caused some of the problems of our environment, because they didn't protect it properly in the first place. They didn't know they'd have to. Maybe we should understand that a little better.
Again, it all, it goes back to the importance of education through the media, through the press and the radio and TV. It's just terribly important.